Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/modern. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Star Wars Book Club podcast, your weekly Star Wars show for every new book, comic, and everything else in the new expanded universe for Star Wars. As always, I am your host, Blake Schultz, and joining me today is Tyler Berry.
What is happening, buds and babes?
How's your week been going, man?
Work, man. Work. As old Rihanna likes to say.
Well, at least those three words. I'm not quite sure what the other ones are.
Is something like derp, 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 I just assume.
It's just memes.
It's just memes. Yeah, that's really what the song is about. It's about creating dank memes.
I knew it. I knew that's where we had got it in society with music.
Yep.
Memes. Dank memes.
Dank old memes. Just the dankest.
Anyways, guys, we are back to talk yet again about Lost Stars, chapters 16 through 20. And it just the hits keep coming.
Yeah, spoiler alert, it's the tits.
It's, I think, hands down, my favorite of at least the new Expanded Universe books.
I was hoping that, like, we weren't going to get to a point in the book where it just, like, stopped being as good. And I think we've safely crossed the threshold into this being, like, a really good book. Because we're what, like, we're 2/3 of the way through it, about, or so. I think we've got basically 2 more episodes we're going to talk about this. Maybe one, depending on how we decide to do it. But, yeah, we've pretty much gotten about 66% of the way through the book, and it is just awesome.
And I will say, too, like, almost each chapter, it's almost doing the Breaking Bad thing now, where the beginning of a chapter, I'm like, this is kind of slow. I hope this isn't where it's, oh my. And then it ends, and you're like, oh, now I have to know what happens next. But yeah, this, it's just, and the evolution of these characters, and what's starting to impress me a lot was my fear last episode when I was saying how they kind of are starting to repeat some of the, like, well, you can't join the Empire and I'm all about honor, is kind of gone now, because we're starting to see, as sort of the galaxy grows, they grow with it. So that sort of systemic argument of what's right and what's wrong, while it's still there, isn't like, they're not beating you over the head with, like, she believes in the Empire, but he believes something else, and he doesn't know that the Republic could be worse, he doesn't care, blah, 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 blah. Like, and this especially was sort of one where they really crossed a threshold of their relationship, and that you kind of finally saw them really start to make the choice that it's done, that they just have to move on, which I thought was really interesting, that they kind of, like, you see it after Hoth when he gets, like, hammered.
Yeah.
And talks with Mon Mothma about how he's like, I might freeze Mon up. Mothma. I was so happy to see her. And I just, hearing her in this book, we see so little of her in the original trilogy, but hearing her in this book, just the way she's written and the way she's presented, makes me so excited to see her in Rogue One. Because if they can get even just a little bit of the, like, demeanor and her poise of just, like, she's so kind, but she controls a room, but everything she does is out of, like, happiness and kindness for people, and she figures out what it is about you that gravitates you to the rebellion, and then is like, well, you have to make a choice about that. And I'm like, there's that moment too where Krell's like, or Tyrell Krell, the Krulls, where he's like,
you mean Thane Kyrell?
Kyrell, yeah, not Krull.
Yep. We got there. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's late in the evening. It's
fine. Everyone misses the Krull movie. But he says, like, wow, Mothma's amazing. Even if Palpatine doesn't know it, like, he's beat. Like, this person can come in and do the exact same thing he does, but we're not terrified.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But my point was that you see him confess to her all of this, like, oh, I might freeze up and I still love her and I don't know. And then you kind of see him as the chapters progress be like, the girl I knew is gone. Like, he all of a sudden starts to accept that, like, here's what the rebellion's about, and he does actually believe there needs to be a better system than the Empire, and he doesn't know if the rebellion is the right answer, but it's a answer, and he can't just do nothing.
But he's pledged his loyalty to it, to the rebellion, and he's going to keep it that way, even though originally he had pledged his loyalty to Sienna.
Yeah.
But it's like, how are you going to keep your loyalty to someone when you know that if you see them again, they're going to turn you over to the Empire? Meanwhile, the Rebellion wants you to help them stop the Empire. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer when you really get down to it.
Well, I love that line when she was just like, you have to decide, do you love her more than you love these values? And he was kind of like, I think I'm starting to. Like, I think I'm kind of getting to that point. And they write it in there where he's just like, I'm going to do this now. Let's see what happens. And yeah, and you're right. And they talk a lot about, like, honor and choice. And, like, you've pledged your loyalty to a bunch of different things, but eventually one has to go over the other. And this is where I think you're really starting to see that be challenged for both of these characters, who are very much in their own ways about loyalty and honor. Whether it was Sienna, who basically blindly pledges it and just believes that what she's on is what's right, where I think with Thane, you need to kind of earn that loyalty. Like, he obviously wouldn't be,
because he's been burned once before already.
Yeah, by his parents and by
twice
the
before
Empire.
Actually, by his parents and by the Empire. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And that's exactly where it's systemic of why he doubted the Empire, was because his dad beat the shit out of him. And you start to really see both of these characters have that challenge now, whether it's, ironically, Thane choosing the rebellion over Sienna and Sienna being conflicted about turning in. I mean, really, for Sienna, what it came down to in these chapters wasn't even Thane or the Empire. It became her family on Jellicon, which is where it really, you start to really see her get challenged by these choices that everyone's making. Because even when she asks for that leave to go to her mom's trial, and her superior officer is like, that's dumb. The Empire is going to do what they're going to do. And are you with us or them? And she's like, well, I have to go do this.
And but I'm still with the Empire.
Right. And you even see on the planet, her father is like, we've only seen the bad stuff the Empire has done. And now we don't know who actually did the crime, but it probably was somebody involved in that Empire. And it's easier to just put her up, and all of these people who believed in being loyal to these families is now loyal to the Empire. And she's sort of confused by that, because I think to her, the Empire has been this kind, nice, overseeing beacon of prosperity. And now she's really seen kind of what Thane's been seeing the whole time, that there's horrible, horrible things that they do.
And I mean, in chapter 18 literally ends with just the word doubt, because it's the first time Sienna's ever really felt it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good, man.
And what makes that great is then when he even comes back and he's like, come on, you have to join me now. Like, he still holds on to that hope that eventually she's going to see what he sees. And of tooth and nail, she's like, this has to be it, right? Like, they're terrorists. We're the good guys. But, oh, what were some of your favorite moments in these chapters? Because there were a lot of them.
Oh, man. One of the funniest moments was just Nash breaking the bro code.
Oh, man.
Like, what the fuck? Dude, don't go after your boy's girl like that. And he did it so awkwardly and borderline creepily. Because, like, Sienna's about to go to bed, and he's like, oh, probably don't want to go to bed yet. I'm like, good God.
And I get that all these...
Keep it in your pants, Nash.
Right? And I love it, too, because all of these characters have been written, like, so well. And, like, the romantic moments and sexual moments have been so well done that it was really funny to see, like, them bumble through that. Because it's obviously...
So awkward.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it's just so clearly like a choice, because everything else has been so like realistic. But he just literally walks up to her and is like, so you're going into your bedroom.
Want to plow?
Right. Oh, and even she's like, I can't have fun with you tonight, which was the weirdest way to say that back, just to be like, we can't play checkers. And he's like, well,
what about Chinese checkers in the rec room or whatever the fuck he says? Like,
yeah. And then he tries to just build a relationship. And then she is also like, we were literally just talking about Thane's suicide.
And he's like, oh, so, yeah, duh, how stupid of me. Like,
how could I have forgotten?
How silly of me. Neither have I. I was just speaking in generalities.
You wouldn't know, and neither have I. Which is funny, too, because like Nash, they've been painting as kind of like a normal, like, everyman.
Just like an all-around good dude, really. Yeah.
But like the last time they talk about, like, that describes Thane is when he's in her, like, living room, and she's like, he's way too big to fit in this small room with his chiseled jaw and perfect body. And I was like, oh, so Thane is basically Batman.
He's an Adonis, apparently. Right.
So I feel like if he found out that Nash was doing this,
he would kick the shit out of him.
Right. We haven't had any imagery of Nash yet where he sounds like a Greek god statue. But Thane apparently is Captain America.
I assume he's more of our stature.
Right. A normal guy.
A normal guy.
Yes. But I pictured when they did that, all I could think of was like a hobbit hole with like Gandalf in it. Where just he's like, I'll help you with my flag in your dirt. I'll sit here and keep the watch. Yes.
That was just such a funny moment to me, man. Because, I mean, it was sandwiched in between these super serious moments. Like, we're getting really serious now, like, third section. Yeah. Well, no, I guess it's kind of more like the fourth section of this book. And it's just, like, to all of a sudden just be in just this, like, goofy fucking situation where Nash is just trying to get it in.
It made me so happy. It was good, too, because you sort of needed that in between, like, everything else that was happening.
Yeah.
Like, it was nice to have kind of a moment to breathe.
Yeah.
Because you even, like, I laughed and also got really sad when they got to Bespin and she was like, she's thinking about Jade again, which I also love that the characters who are gone are still
making an impact,
impacting the story in this way. Like, it's so well crafted and it doesn't feel like forced or weird. It feels very natural. But yeah, when they get there and she was just like, I kept asking her, like, how fun it must have been to live in the city, but she just kept being like, well, the planes are really aerodynamic, so sometimes when the wind goes the other way, they go sideways a little bit, and that's frustrating. And she just was a scientist. Like, there was never, and I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, how's best? But she'd be like, well, it's a lot of gas. The architecture is nice. I mean, systematically, they built it so that we could fit in all of these mines. Well, is it pretty? I suppose, if that's what you're into. But man, they rushed through being on Cloud City.
You know, this whole section kind of just felt, not rushed, but just probably the most concise section of the four that we've read so far. Like, it kind of just, like, it kind of took off running and just didn't stop until they're plowing on Angelican.
Jesus.
Why do I keep using plow right now? What am I, Frank Reynolds?
I mean, whatever you're into, man. But yeah, it was weird because on Cloud City, I was sort of like, okay, so Millennium Falcon's got to land. They got to go freeze Han. Skywalker's going to land. And then they got to go. But in like one page, they were like, we disabled the hyperdrive. The Millennium Falcon left, circled back around, and now we're chasing it. And I was like, oh, that's like the entire third act of the movie.
And they talk about, they even get to Dak dying.
Oh, man. And that was great. I love Dak. So
Dak.
I'm so into like the random pilots that were just with Luke.
Yeah, I know, right?
Although I do always call Dak Rendar, which is Dash Rendar from Shadows, yep. Not the same person, which I'm not going to lie, I was kind of hoping that they'd mention Dash Rendar and Shadows of the Empire would be like squeezed into canosity from that.
I wish.
Like, there was just a part of me where I was like, this would be a great opportunity to just, you could even pass him and be like, that guy looks kind of like Han.
God, I wish that game didn't control like such garbage. I'd play it a lot more.
That and Bounty Hunter, man. Going back.
Oh, God, it's bad.
Impossible.
Oh, no.
Impossible.
And it did not look good.
No. No.
Oof, it looks roof.
Jesus. But yeah, they really got into Dak dying to the point where Thane was like, everybody he talked to, he's just like, get away from me. Dak died. Like, they'd been like
That was what brought on like the basically the bender that he went on, right?
Yeah.
That coupled with, you know, obviously Sienna, but
Yeah, that's what kind of started, because he realized that like the rebellion's way of dealing with this was like drinking and partying. Like they're almost like Norse gods, where when someone dies, they're like, "We will drink and party and it will be wonderful."
Another.
Exactly. Like they have kind of that mentality, which I really like. And you see him just kind of spiral, and then Moff Mothma, knowing that he had been drinking all night, was like, "Let's talk privately for a minute, because there's no way you're not hungover as balls."
And let's get you an IV from this droid, which I was like, I want one of those every weekend.
I thought about you when I saw that.
Oh, geez. Am I that much of an alcoholic? Yeah. Don't answer that, audience. It's fine.
Yeah, but I loved all the Empire stuff, even just being in the asteroid field and Sienna like having this weight of just like four pilots. And like the shadow of Darth Vader and just him just kind of not reacting to it, because he knows, like, it was a really cool Vader moment, because like you've heard and you've seen, if you've watched the movies, how ruthless he is when like any mistake happens.
Yo, if you haven't watched the movies, what the fuck are you doing listening to this show right now?
Novel enthusiasts?
I guess, man.
I'm not watching the movies, but I'm going to read these books.
That would just be bizarre to me at this point.
I wonder if there's anybody who hasn't seen the movies but has read a book, or they read the book first.
Like, yo, shout out. Hit us up if you have, because I'd be really interested to know way all about that, literally.
Yeah, that'd be all. If there was any way you got into the universe besides the movies, I would be curious. But especially if it was just a book. Especially this book, because this book is great. But you really see him almost understand the futility of what they were trying to do, because he doesn't react to anybody.
Yeah.
He just kind of leaves, which it's nice to be reminded that Vader is human.
Sort of human.
Right. Like, kind of, sort of. I like that Sienna and him get more moments together. I'm excited to see how that goes in Jedi, if and when we get to that.
I assume we will.
I imagine. I mean, they've got 3 years to cover in between Empire and Jedi if they want. But I
and they already covered the 3 years between Thane and Sienna's last interaction. So, I mean, they clearly can depthly maneuver through a long period of time. So,
and again, like, we know that Thane's not going to be hanging out at like Jabba's palace. So there's no, like, when we catch up with the full rebellion, that'll probably be Endor stuff.
Thane, what are you doing? You know, just doing Thane stuff.
Hey, Lando.
Hey, Jabba, what's going down?
Why did you say,
oh, you're
going
to freeze Han? One of our leaders? Oh, okay.
Why did you say, hey, Lando? I'm in a disguise in a palace full of people who want to kill us.
Oh, I mean, hey, Lando.
I said Lambdo. Like,
Lambdo?
Like, I could go for some lamb.
Lambdo Calrissian.
The distant brother.
Yo, someone needs to make a t-shirt of that where it's just a lamb in Lando's in Lando's outfit.
I mean, I'm not saying we could start selling merchandise, but we could start selling merchandise.
You can't fucking draw, and neither can I.
Well, we'll find someone who can. If you can draw and you want to make us a cool Lambdo shirt.
Dude, that would be fucking hysterical.
I will not mind. I mean, I loved all of that. I loved meeting Sienna's other roommate who popped in and joined the Rebels.
Oh, fuck.
That was her name.
Drawing a blank.
Fuck.
Fuck was her. P-H-U-K.
She was great. Just how, like, furious she got that Sienna, like, covered for Thane, but wouldn't abandon the Empire. And Thane kind of being like, well, it's complicated. And her just being like, no, it isn't. If she's going to throw away one thing, throw it all away. What makes you so fucking special?
Yeah.
Billions of people are dying. And I was like, I like her. She's cool.
Yeah, that was a good moment.
I was curious for a while if we were going to see a new romance blossom, but obviously we're not. Although they did kind of mention that Thane has, like, gotten after it. Because there was that moment when they were talking about his, like, suicide. And they were like, did he ever date anybody else? And she was like, well, for a while I would see him leave with women. Never the same one. And I was like,
damn, son.
Like, well, he is apparently...
He is an Adonis.
I was going to say, apparently he's an Adonis who can fly really well.
I don't blame the guy, shit.
Basically Iceman from Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish this book had more Top Gun moments sometimes.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't want to see Thane play volleyball on Hoth with everyone?
No.
Although we did get to see them bond again with flying moments, which
was... Oh, bond. That, and so they bonded.
That also happened.
Bonded a lot, apparently.
This, I don't read a lot of YA books. Do they all get, like, super pornographic?
I mean, to be fair, dude, this wasn't super pornographic. No, it's not like P and the G. Like, no.
It's like softcore pornographic.
I wouldn't even go that far, but it's still
saucy.
It's God, taking a page from your book in terminology. Yes, it's saucy. Good God. But yeah, it's like throwing each other up against the walls and stuff and don't stop. And I was like, whoa, hey,
memorizing
babes,
every
whoa,
part of your body.
Yeah. It's just like, Jesus, something about quivering and like almost bursting. I'm like, Jesus, man.
My favorite was the one when he was just like, I saw her in that Imperial outfit, but I knew what was under it. It wasn't all stiff. And I was like, oh. Good on you, Thane.
Good to know, bud. Generally, most girls have things underneath their clothes.
Say what?
Like skin.
No. There's not more skin. That would be crazy.
Right?
Crazy. Crazy and outlandish. But,
born with the clothes that you have on, and that's what you grow. You continue to grow with those same
like
ones on.
Like a cartoon. They're always in the same outfits.
Exactly.
Like The Simpsons or Family Guy. Possibly Futurama. We'll never know, because they canceled it twice.
It's going to be great.
No, this book just keeps getting better and better. I really liked watching them kind of evolve from, we're not going to talk at all, to we're going to go back and fly and be like children again. Like, she instinctively reaches out like the rock, paper, scissors, but there it's like toad, snake, third reptile. Like, just instinctively, and she immediately was like, oh, we're not kids anymore. And he was like, no, let's do it.
And then let's do it.
And then they went and banged in their childhood room.
Which is a little weird.
Yeah, it was apparently real dusty in there.
Ew.
Like, it did not sound very sanitary, but...
That's how we get it, venereal infections.
Oh, God. That's where the book goes after this.
Oh, gross.
She goes back to... She can't be in the Imperial service. That's how she survives the second Death Star.
She's got space gonorrhea.
Oh, man. So we're about to get into Jedi. Are there any big moments from Jedi that we're hoping we see? Or any more characters we want to bump into?
Well, Lando.
Lando.
Yeah.
Always Lando.
Which
is actually very probable now that we're getting into it, because he leads the charge.
That's true. Or even if we don't, like, actually meet him, I'm sure we'll at least see his name.
Yeah. That'll be it.
What about you?
I really want to meet Ackbar for some reason. I really want to see him interact with Ackbar.
Yeah, I'd be down with that.
And I kind of want one Palpatine scene. They don't necessarily have to interact, but like what would be kind of cool would be if when the shuttle lands in Jedi and it's like the first time we actually see Palpatine without being a hologram and like Vader's the only one who kneels. It would be interesting for Sienna to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And even just kind of her reaction to like that dynamic. And we talked about this last week, but like the person she's leading has terrible choice in wardrobe if he's trying to pretend to be nice, because it looks like death comes out of that.
Pretty much.
To talk to his cyborg buddy. I want to see that. I imagine we'll also meet Han if we end up on the forest moon.
Yeah. Well, we've heard so much about the Falcon already referenced.
Yeah. Nash was like, a junkyard would never have this ship. I was like... I don't know if I'd be making fun of the thing that just outran you several times.
Yep.
You had to hire a bounty hunter, which, man, we did not get to see Boba Fett.
Damn it.
We got no Boba Fett.
I know.
And I was thinking
the
about
Fett
that.
Man.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a part of me where I was like, we didn't even get, like, that would have been such a cool moment to even meet, like, Bossk or Dengar or IG, like, any of the bounty hunters. Yep. I was like, it would have been so cool if Sienna had to just, like, go talk to each of them.
But Sienna's just like, fuck them for being the ones to, like, catch up with them when we couldn't.
But, man, that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
Could have gone for some more bounty hunter stuff. But, oh, well. I'm sure we'll get more. Maybe she'll pull Boba Fett out of the Sarlacc.
Yeah.
And then they'll get married. It'll take a weird old expanded universe turn.
That'd be so bizarre.
Wouldn't it be crazy if it just, the last two thirds of it or whatever you have left, a third just goes hard right and nothing makes sense? I would actually be interested to see, and it kind of goes against what I was saying before, but now I wouldn't mind it. Now that Luke, by the time we see him, if we even see him, he'll be a Jedi.
Yeah.
And considering that both Thane and Sienna this whole time have been like, the Force probably exists, but there's no way people can like move shit with their minds. It would be interesting to see Thane's reaction to like,
oh shit, he's moving shit with his mind.
Yes. If that would be my favorite, if Luke just came in and Thane was like, huh, Jedi, huh? And he just like moved something with his thoughts and he was like, darn.
Damn it. Like,
could have been a whole different kind of, all right.
Well, when you're right, you're right.
Hey, Luke, you and Leia look real similar. So, you dick, Thane. Yeah, I mean, I'm at this point fine because they've handled everybody else so well that it's never, like, been my concern of all of a yeah. sudden there's a chapter where he, like, goes off with Han or, and Chewie. But, like, now that they've handled these cameos in such a good way, I'm ready to kind of see just about anybody.
For sure.
I'd like more Mon Mothma. Lando would obviously be my favorite. Plus, I feel like both him and Thane have that, like, swashbuckling attitude. That would be good. They're going to see another Death Star blow up, and then I'm still thinking they end up on Jakku. I'm still thinking that's where the whole thing comes to a head.
I would be so down.
I would be... Or if we just get to see Thane, like, I had another thought, and I keep coming back to the old man in the beginning of Force Awakens, and I know that that's not Thane, but I just keep wanting to connect that guy to something. Mm-hmm. But I was like, maybe that's going to be Thane, and he'll die if Kylo Ren will kill him. That would be crazy. If it just goes deep enough for... I mean, I imagine it can't go that far into Force Awakens-ish territory because Bloodlines exists.
True.
But we haven't started reading Bloodlines. What if Thane's in it?
Ooh.
As I thought about that after I finished these chapters, I was like, man, I'm going to want more after this book. Like, I know I'm going to want more. And then I was like, oh, it is the same author.
Good thing the homie Claudia Gray wrote that one too.
God, I just want to start. I want to finish this book and then start that one so bad.
I mean, that's what we're doing.
I know. I know.
It's going to be great.
Right? Man, yeah, this book has been just so on point. Yep. I don't think I have any complaints yet.
I don't.
Which is, you know, fine. Yeah. Are there any other points you want to bring up with it or?
No, I think we pretty much covered it.
Awesome. Then, all right, guys. Thank you so very much for listening. As always, leave us a nice review on the old iTunes. Hit the subscribe button. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Star Wars Book Club Podcast. Twitter at SW Book Club. Instagram at Modern Nostalgia Productions, which brings you to our other two shows, Hollywood Already Did It and Modern Nostalgia Gaming, which I will ideally have more episodes of up soon. I know I've been sluggish to that one for a minute, but we've been doing a lot of stuff.
We got work and stuff.
And where else am I on that then? Me on Twitter at As Always Blake and Tyler at...
I'm at the Ty Gizzity Game. Not that, just the Ty Game.
And then look out. I'll be doing a new show with somebody, another thing entirely about superhero TV shows. So if you're a big fan of The Flash, Arrow, all that sort of stuff... Around June, be on the lookout for superhero primetime.
Ooh.
It's going to be great. And next week, we will be back with more, probably the end of Lost Stars, and we will see all of you then.
Love you.